ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Thato Ntogayabone, and welcome to my podcast. This is a letter to my first love podcast, and if you are new to this podcast, welcome, and you've just made the right decision. And to any one of my followers, welcome back to the family. So to any one of you, before we get into today's episode, who hasn't yet followed my podcast, please do that now and please rate it and give it a review. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. It might not be the 1st of Jan 2023, but it's still a new year for each and every one of us. So I just want to say that. But most importantly, I just want to thank each and every one of you who have been listening to my podcasts from day one. Even though you didn't listen to each and every episode, I just want to say thank you, because if it's not for you, then there is no podcast, because I need you in order to upload episodes on my podcast. So I just want to take this opportunity and thank you for coming back whenever I upload an episode. So today's episode is about the year 2023, which is, I believe, is a year whereby there's going to be a lot of positive things that happen in our lives. I want to take this specific moment and wish you a positive 2023 and a prosperous 2023. I am a firm believer that this is one of the years in which we are going to reap so many rewards, so many positive rewards. I am also a firm believer that we are going to do the things we've been wanting to do for such a very long time, but haven't been able to do it because we felt shy, or maybe we just didn't think we had all the tools that are necessary, or maybe at our disposal in terms of achieving whatever that we want to achieve. So I'm just standing here in front of you and saying that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. And I'm also a firm believer that you don't just get an idea or something in your head to do a particular thing if it's not from God. God plants these seeds in our minds, in our hearts, because he knows that we are capable of achieving them. And so when you get that idea, when you get that dream in your mind, in your heart, or wherever part of your body, you just need to acknowledge God. First of all, you need to acknowledge God and say, Father God, I just want to take this opportunity and thank you for having bred that idea or that dream in my heart to achieve it. And then after you do that, you go into acquiring the tools that you need in terms of achieving that particular thing. Because the thing about our God is that God does not give you something and not give you the tools that are necessary to attaining that specific thing that he has placed in your heart. And another thing about him is that he doesn't just give you something and then go away. He literally is there with you in each and every step of the way, and he believes in your capabilities. That is why he keeps on giving you these great ideas, ideas that you don't even know stem from what, but because they come from him, you need to trust him, you need to trust the process, and you need to also believe in yourself. You need to believe in your capabilities, because if he did not see you fit enough to achieving those things, then he would not have given them to you. Like, he would not have brought them in your head, in your mind. So you need to start the second step of actually executing those things and believing that they will happen. But however, you're going to meet with a lot of challenges, a lot of issues, a lot of stumbling blocks, but you need to keep going. You need to always keep on going. You need to you do not give up. You need not give up. You just need to trust God, because I believe that when you trust God, then it means that either way, you're going to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve, because He will be with you in each and every step of the way. So for me, I personally believe that this is a positive year. This is a year in which we are going to achieve a lot of positive things. If maybe you've always had a dream of maybe, for example, opening a restaurant, do it now. You need to do it now. But you also need to go to God and say, I have this great idea, and I also believe and acknowledge that it's from you. And so I just want to take this opportunity to say, to ask you actually to protect this dream of mine, for I have not been able to execute it yet. And for me to not tell anyone, because you know how people are. Sometimes they steal your ideas and make them their own. So you need to ask Him to protect it for as long as you haven't been able to execute it yet. And when you do that, you need to also go back to Him and say, thank you for having been able to do 1, 2, 3. And thank you for having brought so many people across my path in terms of me attaining this specific thing, which you believed I can do it. Okay, so I honestly and positively believe that this is like a positive year for each and every one of us. If you've always wanted to, for example, produce music, this is the chance now. You need to do it now. Right at this moment, start with whatever you have. I'm literally recording an episode using my phone. I don't have those things that I can use to record my episodes, or maybe things that I can do to record my videos for my YouTube channel. But because God believed in me so much to actually start this thing, I was like, okay, it's okay. I'm here to be obedient to you and to obey your word. Let us just take it one step at a time. And I know that the more God, like, if maybe God gives you an idea and then you do it right away, He then allocates you things that you're gonna need in the future, and He blesses what that thing that you have been able to obey Him kayona. So you need to do it now. You need to trust in Him. You need to be positive, and you need to you don't need to give up and be like, ah man, this is probably not for me. No, because it's from God, it definitely is for you. So I just want to say to you all that let us treat this year as a positive year, a year in which we are going to attain whatever that we want to attain, a year in which is very prosperous, a year in which we are going to witness a lot of positive things happening in our lives, and we need to start doing it now. I pray that wherever you are, wherever, whatever you're doing now, whatever dream that you have, whatever idea you have in your head, I honestly pray that this message will be able to activate whatever you have in your heart, in your mind, to achieve it, because the Holy Spirit is always with you, God is always with you, and Jesus is always with you. So because these three people are always with you, you don't have any excuse of not achieving what you want to achieve. You need to start now, because at the beginning, before everything came into existence, there was nothing. There was literally nothing. And so we see a lot of things that are actually here. For example, there's a TV, there's a microwave, there is a bed, there is a chair. Those things didn't just come in Jane. It was actually created by someone. So you also have it in you to create something new. Yes. Thank you for listening to my episode. Until we meet again in the next episode, I love you lots and goodbye. Please don't forget to follow this podcast, give it a review, and please rate it.